I felt very estranged from Midland. I was periodically estranged from my father, who worked at Dow. None of my friends, you know, were musicians and artists and people who wanted to write, and we pretended we didn't live in Midland. And you know, I left pretty quickly. If you had any creative aspirations, you had to get out of Midland. We joked about how we grew up under a dome, because it was kind of a, you know, it was a lily white, highly educated environment unto itself, with fairly little regard for the outside world. But we did have good music. Yeah, we had good music in the area, but it wasn't really in Midland, other than, you know, our own little bands. But Saginaw and Bay City and Flint and Detroit and everybody, you know, we had amazing music coming to our high school. A stream of great bands played in our high school. Well, area bands like Cub Coda and Brownsville Station, the Sunday Funnies, and SRC, bands like that played often. We booked a couple of prog bands. We booked the Gentle Giant. We booked, and that was odd to see them performing in my high school, you know, basketball court. But the coup was we booked Badfinger and their only American tour, the original Badfinger, pre-Suicides. And that was booked by a classmate of mine named Philip Coltrup, who went on to be in concert management for a long time. But that was really something to have a band that was on the Apple Records label, that hung out with the Beatles, that was at George Harrison's concerts, to have them come to your high school and just show up in a van. It was pretty awesome. And they were great. They were very, very good live. They could really sing. It's, I believe, 1974. I just was talking about it a few weeks ago with Philip Coltrup on a Facebook group from Midland, where people talked about nostalgic things. Because there was a club in Midland called the Blue Light that Cream played at and Creedence played at and Pink Floyd played at and things. And it's still there. It's near downtown Midland, and it's an office building now. But it was a mythical club in an age when there was a whole series of teen clubs in Michigan. This wasn't one of those. This wasn't Daniel's Den in Saginaw or the... There was one up in Houghton Lake. I can't remember the name of it. There was one in Marquette. One in Marquette is still there. It's a gym now. The speakers, the PA systems are still hanging from the ceiling on chain all these decades later. Daniel's Den was good. You know, Dick Wagner and the Frost were the house band. And then Question Mark and Mysterians were in Flint and Bay City. Bobby Balderrama, who was the guitar player there, for Question Mark, until very, very recently, still had a store in Saginaw repairing TVs.